mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبيه ومصطفاه. وبعد, my dear viewers, welcome to another edition of our series, History of Hajj. In today's episode, inshallah, we're going to speak another very prominent sign that Allah the Almighty deposited in the Haram. Among the ayat which he referred to in ayah number 97 of Surah Ali Imran, when he said, فِيهِ آيات بينات, in it, in المسجد الحرام, آيات, plural of آية, signs, بينات, clear proofs. Then one of those signs is the black stone, الحجر الأسود. The black stone, brothers and sisters, is the most precious stone on earth, on the entire earth. And within the Kaaba, it is the most precious stone in the Kaaba itself. The bricks and the rocks of the Kaaba may change over time, but the black stone is the same ever since Ibrahim alayhi salam raised the foundations of the Kaaba. Because this is not like any other stone. It is not one of the stones on earth. It was not created on earth. Rather, it is one of the stones of paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam said, Al-Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone, is a stone that came down from heaven. When Ismail was helping and assisting his father Ibrahim a.s. in constructing the Kaaba, Ibrahim used to put the bricks on top of each other, and Ismail would collect the bricks and hand them over to him. And then there was one spot that is remaining. So by the time Ismail a.s. went to look for a stone to put it there, Jibreel a.s. came down from heaven, as the hadith tells us, and he handed over to him this stone. Was it black when Jibreel alayhi salam did so? No, it wasn't. Rather, on the contrary, it was whiter than the milk. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam said, Al-Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone, used to be whiter than the milk. First, when it descended, when Jibreel alayhi salam brought it down from heaven, and he handed it over to Ibrahim alayhi salam to place it in this corner to the southeastern side of the Kaaba. It was whiter than the milk. So what made it black then? He said it turned black due to the sins of Bani Adam, the children of Adam. So every time somebody puts his hands on it, it's like besides Allah forgives his sins, it turns the color of the obvious or the surface of the black stone, it turned it into black and darker and darker. Basically, brothers and sisters, what appears to us from this black stone in its corner is a surface that contains small segments, small stones, approximately 15 small stones, sometimes the size of a date fruit. But they were all put together and cemented in a paste made of amber, musk, and wax. And that's why the color is kind of reddish black. The height of the black stone from the floor in the corner is approximately 1.5 meter. The length of the black stone itself is 2.5 feet, while the width is 1.5 foot. So this is with regards to the place of the black stone and its position in the Kaaba. The black stone departed the Kaaba for a while. There have been several attempts, sometimes to break it, sometimes to steal it. These attempts were done by non-Muslims, and even sometimes some of the deviant sects, such as what the Qaramita did. Al-Qaramita is a Batini sect.
they claim to be Muslims, they claim to be amongst the Shia, and they claim to love Ahl al-Bayt, while what they did was on the contrary to all of that. They attacked Mecca while people were performing Hajj. They attacked Mecca on the day of At-Tarwiyah, on the eighth day. That was on the year 317 after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they killed many pilgrims. And their leader, who was the king of Bahrain back then, destroyed big parts of the Kaaba, tore its cloth, and broke the door and stole it. And he was looking for a Ruknul Yamani because of its preciousness. But the custodians of the Kaaba managed to hide it. So what was apparent to him is a black stone. So he broke it and he removed it from the Kaaba and he stole it and he took it with them to Al-Ahsa or Al-Qatif in the peninsula. And as a matter of fact, they kept it there for 22 years. The Kaaba did not have the black stone in its black stone corner. And not only that, they built a house there and they put the black stone there. And they ordered the people of Qatif to perform Hajj on the following year, 318. They banned people from going to Mecca and they said, you got to perform Hajj here in Qatif. But when people refused that, they started killing many of them. They killed among the pilgrims and those who were on the way for Hajj, approximately 30,000 Muslims. May Allah curse them. Then 22 years later, the black stone was returned on the year 339, and it is ever since sitting there. Every time there have been some attempts to break a piece of it or to remove it, alhamdulillah, that was hindered and it was protected. The black stone, as I said, it is the most precious stone on earth. That's why a lot of people have interest in it amongst the enemies in Islam to remove it from the Kaaba. Does it mean that we perceive it as a sacred stone? Do we as believers believe that this stone has special access to fulfill our needs or to do any benefit or to prevent any harm from befalling us? Absolutely not. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did indeed kiss and touch the black stone. There have been many hadith narrated in this regard, and we will quote upon you some insha'Allah in a few minutes. But also when Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu was performing tawaf, and he came to kiss the black stone and he put his lips on it, that is called istilamul hajar, is to touch it or to put your hand on it or to kiss it. Yani istilam literally means to receive. So when you read this word, it means to kiss it or to touch it, whether with your bare hand or through another tool, such as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once was performing tawaf on the back of his camel, and every time he would come across the black stone, he would touch it with a mihjan or with a staff in his hand, and he would kiss it. So the sunnah is that whenever you come across the black stone in your tawaf, in the beginning of your tawaf, to touch it with your hand, with your right hand, and you say Bismillah, Wallahu Akbar. Or if you can, then through anything else, maybe if you have something in your hand, a stick or a can or a staff, you can do that and you can still kiss it. But if you don't have access to it, then it will be sufficient to face it with your body and point only with the right hand and you say Bismillah, Wallahu Akbar. Mistakenly, you see a lot of people putting both hands up, like warming their hands before fire, and this is not right. Only with the right hand. And if you point without touching it, then you don't kiss your hand. This is the meaning of following the traditions of the Prophet ﷺ. So what did Umar ibn Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, said in this regard? He said, as he was kissing the black stone, by Allah, I know for certain that you are just a stone. You do not benefit, nor do you protect against any harm. So he acknowledged the fact that we as Muslims believe that it is a stone. And he reminded the believers after the death of the Prophet ﷺ that whenever we kiss the stone, we kiss it in order to appreciate it because it is a stone that came down from heaven. It doesn't have anything like it or similar to it on earth. It is very precious. But it is not an object to benefit or to protect against any harm. It is exactly, brothers and sisters, like when you kiss any of your children, or when you kiss your spouse, out of love, out of compassion, or out of respect. It does not mean at all that you worship those whom you kiss. It rather reflects how much you love them, how much you revere and respect them. It doesn't mean that you bow down to them in worship. That is the same meaning of kissing the black stone or touching the black stone. And we must clarify that to those who are going to perform Hajj or Umrah and non-Muslims, because upon seeing that they think that, and as a matter of fact, some Muslims may think that there is, for touching the black stone, you'll go straight to heaven. What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this regard, number one, in the Sahih Hadith, which is narrated by Anas ibn Malik, he said, Al-Hajar al-Aswad min Hijarat al-Jannah. The black stone is one of the stones of paradise. And secondly, he said, the black stone came down from heaven and it used to be whiter than the milk. And it turned dark due to the sins of Bani Adam, the children of Adam. Hadith is narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas and collected by Imam Tirmidhi. And it is a sound hadith. In a third hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الرُّكْنَ وَالْمَقَامَ يَقُوتَتَانِ مِنْ يَقُوتِ الْجَنَّةِ طَمَسَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى نُورَهُمَا وَلَوْ لَمْ يَطْمِسْ نُورَهُمَا لَأَضَاءَتَ مَا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Indeed, these two stones, the black stone and the stone of Maqam Ibrahim, are two precious stones that came down from heaven. Allah the Almighty put out the light. And if Allah the Almighty didn't do so, they would have let what is between the east and the west. It would be brighter than the sun. So, مسح الحجر الأسود والركن اليماني يحطان الخطايا حطا. Touching the black stone in its corner. And also الركن اليماني, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the sound hadith, which is collected by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad and narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar, remits sins due to the compliance with the traditions of Prophet Muhammad and the guidance of Allah the Almighty in this regard. But any stone, including the black stone or a rukn al-yamani, does not benefit nor does it protect against any harm. Why a rukn al-yamani and the black stone? The black stone because it's a stone that came from heaven. What about a rukn al-yamani? These two corners, brothers and sisters, to the southern direction of, in the south direction of the Kaaba, are known as al-ruknayn al-yamaniyayn, because they point towards south, towards Yemen. And these are the only two pillars of the Kaaba which are built on the original foundations of Ibrahim alayhi salam. You all know the story, as we discussed in earlier episodes, that the Kaaba, when it was reconstructed before the prophethood, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 35 years old, they ran out of halal fund, and that's why they built it short. And there is what is known as Al-Hijr. So, Al-Rukn al-Yamani and the Black Stone Corner are the only two corners which are built on the original foundations of the Kaaba. In the case of Al-Rukn al-Yamani, it is also recommended to touch it with your right hand without kissing the hand or a rukn. And in case that you are not able to reach there, then it is not permissible even to point with your right hand. You just skip it without pointing. Brothers and sisters, in case that it is very crowded in front of the black stone corner or al-rukn al-yamani, then it is recommended to pass by. For the black stone corner, you point with the right hand, you say Bismillah, Wallahu Akbar from distance without trying to push people or shove them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Umar ibn Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, O Umar, you are a powerful man. So if you find a room, proceed on in order to touch or kiss the black stone. But if you can't, then it will be sufficient to point from far away, not to hurt people. Last hadith in this episode, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the sound hadith collected by Ibn Majah, narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas, ليأتين هذا الحجر يوم القيامة له عينان يبصر بهما ولسان ينطق به يشهد على من استلمه بحق. The black stone shall come on the day of judgment with two eyes that he will be able to see with, and a tongue that will be able to speak out with, in order to testify for the favor of those who will touch it with the truth, understanding that it is just a stone. But it will be a sign that they have come to perform Hajj or Umrah and visit the ancient house. May Allah the Almighty accept from all of us. And with another symbol and sign in another episode, inshallah, next episode. And until then, I leave you all in the care of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The day that Abraham passed away, and he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.